由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you very much for tuning into this broadcast.
非常感谢你收听今日的天路导向。
We are in the midst of a series of messages entitled Looking Up When Life Knocks You Down.
我们今日来到系列讲座的中间部分的题目就是当你遭遇挫折的时候，你要懂得举目仰望。
People often ask me, how can you know the will of God?
好多人都经常问我，究竟你怎样可以明白上帝的旨意呢？
I have been asked that question many times.
经常都有人问我这条问题的。
And today I want to give you the biblical tools to help you answer this question.
所以今天我要为你提供一个圣经的根据来回应这条问题。
We will do this by studying how the Apostle Paul discerned the will of God in his life.
我们透过学习使徒保罗是怎样领受上帝在他生命里面的旨意，我们也都逐渐能够掌握到这条问题的答案。
There are four tools to help us discern the will of God listed here in Acts chapter 21.
在圣经的使徒行传第21章里头列举了四个方法来帮助我们明白上帝的旨意的。
So if you have your Bible, please turn to it.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开《使徒行传》第二十一章啦。
Here are the four tools.
这四个方法究竟是乜嘢呢？
First,
第一样，
you must submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ.
我们一定要信服基督耶稣的主权。
Second,
第二样嘢，
expect God to speak to you in some way.
我们要期待上帝用某种的方式跟你说话。
Third,
第三样东西，
Test the spirits.
我们要分辨诸灵。
And fourthly,
第四样东西，
You must wait for the timing of God.
我们一定要等待上帝的时间。
Let's go through these one by one.
让我们一点一点这样去看。
What does it mean to be in submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ?
咁你话究竟乜嘢叫做信服基督耶稣嘅主权呢？
It means that you are going to put your desires in neutral.
佢系指你要将自己嘅愿望放喺一边。
We all have desires and strong feelings.
其实每一个人都有你嘅愿望，有你强烈嘅感受。
We all want everything in our lives to work without problems.
每一个人都希望生活里头事事顺利。
And none of us welcome trials and uncertainty.
没人喜欢一些变幻莫测的未来，并且受到考验的未来。
But submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ means that you are willing to put your desires in neutral.
但是信服耶稣基督的主权意味着什么？就是意味着你将你自己的愿望放在一边。
Why neutral?
那你说为什么要将它挤在一边呢？
Because when you place your desire in neutral,
原来因为当你将自己的愿望放在一边的时候，
You are allowing God to lead you to his perfect will for you.
你就是让上帝去引导你进入到他自己的完美旨意里面。
We saw in the last message in Acts 20.
在使徒行传第二十章最后一个部分里头，我们看到什么呢？
That when Paul was talking to the Ephesian elders in Miletus, he said the following to them.
保罗在米利都对以弗所教会的长老讲说话的时候，他讲了下面一句话。
He said, I'm going to Jerusalem.
他说我要去耶路撒冷。
And I know that I'm going to be facing difficulties and trials there.
而且我知道在那里我要面临困难和考验。
Then he said,
跟着他又说了，
But God is calling me to go.
但是上帝叫我去的。
Do you know why most people want to know the will of God?
你知唔知道点解好多人想明白上帝嘅旨意系点解呢
？So that if they see a hint of difficulty, they can run away from it.
原来系因为当佢哋有咁样嘅能力嘅时候，佢哋就可以事先睇到有边度有困难，困难嗰度咪唔去咯。
But Paul is saying that he knows the will of God and he still determined to go to Jerusalem.
但系保罗话俾我哋听，佢明知神嘅旨意系乜嘢都好，佢知道有困难有挑战，但系佢仍然决定去耶路撒冷。
But that's not all.
诶，但系呢啲并唔系全部噃。咁我哋先听一段休息嘅音乐。咁希望如果你有圣经，快啲翻开《使徒行传》第21章。咁我哋继续揭晓佢嘅内容。
Look at Acts 21:10.
让我哋一齐嚟睇一下《使徒行传》第21章第十节。
There was a prophet by the name of Agabus.
佢话有一个先知叫做阿加布啊。
He comes in a dramatic way and warns the apostle Paul of the difficulties ahead.
佢用一个戏剧性嘅方式嚟警告使徒保罗，话俾佢听前面好困难噶。
Agabus takes Paul's belt and ties it around his hands and feet.
阿加布拎咗保罗条腰带绑住自己嘅手同埋自己嘅脚。
And then he said, "This is exactly what's going to happen to the owner of this belt."
跟住佢就话呢件就系要发生喺腰带嘅主人身上面嘅事。
But that's not all.
但系唔止系咁噃。
When you read verse 12 of chapter 21.
当我哋睇到第21章第12节嘅时候
，The Christians in Caesarea began to beg the Apostle Paul not to go to Jerusalem。
该撒利亚嘅基督徒都叫保罗你唔好去耶路撒冷啦。
They were saying, "We need you here, Paul."
佢哋话保罗，我哋呢度要你啊。
All his friends were telling him not to go to Jerusalem。
保罗所有朋友都叫佢唔好去耶路撒冷。
But because Paul placed all of his desires in neutral.
但是保罗将他自己所有的愿望都放在一边。
He was determined to do what God called him to do.
他决定按照上帝的吩咐这样去做。
Paul was not afraid.
保罗不怕。
Paul would not hide.
保罗不会躲起。
Paul would not be persuaded by all well-meaning friends.
保罗冇俾呢啲善意嘅朋友说服。
There are some people who say Paul should have listened to his friends.
有啲人话保罗，你点解唔听朋友嘅劝告啊
？They say that Paul must have been outside of the will of God when he went to Jerusalem.
佢哋话保罗去耶路撒冷肯定唔系上帝想佢去噶啦。
But if you look carefully at the text,
但系如果你仔细咁样睇下经文嘅话。
Not one time did the Holy Spirit say to Paul, "Don't go to Jerusalem."
圣灵从来冇讲过话你唔好去耶路撒冷。
If this had happened, Paul would have obeyed the Lord.
如果啊，圣灵真系咁样同保罗讲，保罗梗系唔去啦，系咪先
？My listening friends, please listen carefully.
我亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你仔细嘅留意。
It is okay to express your preference to the Lord.
其实你向上帝去讲话，我宁愿要依样唔要嗰样，我嘅喜好系点，咁 OK 噶。
As long as you let God lead you.
前提系你愿意被上帝所带领。
It is okay to say to God, "God, I would rather be in this place and not that place."
你亦都可以对上帝话，主啊，我更加情愿留喺呢度而唔去嗰度啊。
As long as you are willing to joyfully go whichever place he chooses for you.
前提是无论上帝为你选择哪一个地方，你都愿意快快乐乐地前往。
Submitting to the Lordship of Jesus Christ means making your desires be in neutral.
信服耶稣基督的主权是什么呢？就是你要甘心将你自己的一切放在一边。
And that's not easy.
不容易的噃。
There are people who think,
你知道呢，有好多人咁样会谂嘅。
That if you go where God has called you, and there you face some problem, you should second guess your obedience.
如果你去咗上帝呼召你去嘅地方，如果你喺嗰度咧就见到啲问题啊，咁你应该重新考虑下，你系咪应该顺服上帝呢？
But listen to me very carefully, please.
嗱，但系我想话俾你听呢样嘢唔啱噶，我要你仔细留意我讲嘅嘢。
Just because you are at the center of the will of God does not mean that you will not face problems.
就算你喺上帝嘅旨意里面，呢、这个唔代表你唔会遇见困难嘅噃。
Sometimes we get ourselves into trouble。
有啲时候系我哋为自己出咗啲难题噶。
But often when we are at the center of the will of God, we will still face difficulties and trials。
更多嘅时候，即使我哋喺上帝嘅旨意里面，我哋仍然会遇到困难，遇到考验。
And of course, the enemy will come to you and will say to you,
当然仇敌会在你面前同你讲
If you had disobeyed God, you would not have faced these problems.
如果你没有去顺服上帝的话，那你怎会有这样的麻烦呢？
And I can tell you that the devil will do that to you all the time.
我可以告诉你，其实魔鬼经常都这样做的。
But by placing your desires in neutral,
但是如果你将你的愿望放在一边的话
，You will give God the opportunity to work in your life for His glory.
上帝就有机会来造就你的生命，让到你更加可以荣耀祂。
The second tool is this.
好，第二个方法了。
Expect God to speak to you.
就是期待上帝来跟你讲说话。
The Lord often speaks to me through His word.
原来上帝经常都透过他的话语，即是他的圣经跟我讲说话。
When I'm reading the word of God,
当我阅读上帝的话语，就是圣经的时候。
And I'm wrestling with a problem in my life,
当时我在我人生的困境里头在挣扎。
The voice of the Holy Spirit often says, here is the answer that you're looking for.
圣灵总会跟我讲话，嗱。这个就是这个，就是你所找到的答案。
Here is the promise that you can appropriate today.
这个就是你今天要得着的应许。
Here is the promise that you can apply to your situation.
这个就是你可以用来面对你困境的应许。
Occasionally, God speaks to me through godly friends.
有些时候呢，上帝也会通过一些敬畏上帝的朋友来对我讲说话的。
But let me give you a warning.
但是让我为你提供一些的忠告。
Be sure that your godly friends are not speaking to you out of their own emotions.
你要首先肯定呢，你那些属灵的朋友不是跟你讲话的时候，不是因为一些什么感情作用啊，或者自己心理的作用跟你讲。
Be careful lest your godly friends are speaking to you out of their self-interest.
你要小心免得这些朋友是带着自己的目的来对你讲说话。
In Miletus, the Ephesian elders and Paul's friends were trying to dissuade him from going to Jerusalem.
在米利都的时候，以弗所的长老和保罗的朋友都劝保罗你不要去耶路撒冷了。
Because they were emotionally attached to him.
因为他们跟保罗有很深厚的感情。
I'm not blaming Paul's friends for trying to dissuade him from going to Jerusalem.
在这里我不是去责怪保罗的朋友，叫他不要去耶路撒冷。
I'm not blaming them for trying to protect their friend.
他们保护他的朋友，我都不会责怪他的。
But they were not trying to discern the will of God.
但是问题就是他们没有寻求上帝的旨意。
And that is why, thirdly, you must test the spirits.
这个也是为什么第三样东西我要跟你讲的东西，就是你懂得辨别诸灵。
No matter who delivers a message to you,
无论是哪一个人向你传递信息，你都要懂得分辨。
If it is inconsistent with the word of God, it is not from God.
如果这些说话是跟上帝的话语不吻合的话，那即是说它不是从上帝那里来的了。
If it does not glorify God, then it is not from God.
如果它忠心不是荣耀上帝的话，那这件事并不是从上帝那里来的。
If it is going to lead you into sin, then it is not of God.
如果这件事是引领你是去到罪恶里面，那这件事不是从上帝那里来的。
The Bible repeatedly exhorts us to test the spirits.
圣经呢经常要反复咁样话俾我哋听，要辨别诸灵啊。
Because Satan's deception is so good that you can easily fall for it.
因为撒旦嘅诡计变化多端，所以你好容易就会陷入佢嘅网络。
Because Satan's desire is to trick you and deceive you.
因为撒旦定义要去引诱你，要去欺骗你。
Paul tested the spirits and he followed only the voice of the Holy Spirit.
保罗检验咗每一个灵体之后，佢只听从圣灵嘅声音。
Not even his dear friends.
唔单止系咁，连佢最亲密嘅朋友，佢都系冇听佢哋讲嘢噶。
So let me summarize again.
所以喺度让我做一个小小嘅总结。
First, you must submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ by placing your desire in neutral.
首先，你应该将自己嘅愿望放喺一边，嚟信服耶稣基督嘅带领。
Secondly, you must expect God to speak to you in some way.
其次，你应该期待上帝会用某种嘅方式嚟同你讲说话。
Thirdly, you must test the spirits.
第三就系我哋要辨别诸灵。
And finally, you must always wait for God's timing.
最后你应该等待上帝嘅时机啊。
Waiting does not come naturally for us.
我想话俾你听，其实等待并唔系我哋嘅本性嚟噶。
It may come easily to some.
咁可能有啲人比较容易做到。
But some people confuse waiting for God with idleness.
但系我想话俾你听，有啲人将等候上帝嘅时间变成偷懒嘅时间。
The word waiting in the Bible does not mean doing nothing.
圣经里头嘅等候一个词，唔系去解释叫做什么也不做。
Waiting for the Lord comes from the term of a waiter in a restaurant.
我哋发现原来等候嘅一个字系。等候上帝的这个字是来自一个餐饮业服务员的用语的。
A waiter has his towel around his hand.
服务员将一条的餐巾搭在他的手上面。
And what is he doing all the time?
那你说他在做什么呢?
He's watching you.
他其实在观察你。
He's waiting for you.
他在等你。
He's preparing to act when you call upon him.
他准备随时听从你的召唤。
But he is active and focused while he's waiting.
但是他在等待的时候他是积极的他是专注的。
That's what waiting upon the Lord Jesus means.
这个就是等候主耶稣的时候所包含的意思。
It means that you are always serving the Lord.
你可以发现原来这个也代表你要一直去服侍上帝。
That you are always ministering to the Lord.
这个是代表你一直要永远去服侍上帝。
That you are always watching for the Lord's direction.
你其实一路都在仰望着上帝为你去提供一个真正的方向。
That you are ready for his command any moment.
你要懂得去等待他究竟给什么挑战给什么难关你。
But you are working and you are busy.
其实你是整天都很忙碌的。
You are serving and you are paying attention.
其实你也都是全神贯注地服侍的。
You are attentive to the voice of the Lord.
你其实是非常专注地去聆听上帝的话语的。
You are not sitting down and doing nothing.
你其实并不是整天在这里无所事事的。
Thank you.
Listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你聆听我将要同你讲的说话。
Do you know that not a single person in the Old Testament whom God called to serve was idle?
你知唔知道喺旧约圣经里面冇一个上帝所呼召嘅人系无所事事噶？
They were all doing something, and the voice of God came to them and said, "Go and proclaim the word of God."
佢哋都系一边喺度做紧事嘅时候，上帝嘅声音就临到佢哋话：你去传扬上帝嘅话语。
When you are waiting at the Lord's table.
当你在主的桌前等待要服侍他的时候，
You will be sure that he will let you know his will in his time.
你一定会知道得着上主的指引，告诉你其实主的旨意是怎样，主的时间是怎样。
He will tell you what he wants you to do.
他会告诉你他想你做些什么。
He will tell you where he wants you to go.
他会告诉你他想你去哪里。
He will tell you when he wants you to move.
他会告诉你究竟在什么时间他让你采取行动。
He will tell you where to be.
他会告诉你你要去到哪里。
He will tell you how to respond.
他会告诉你你应该怎样去应对。
Paul knew that he was obeying the will of God.
保罗知道他在跟随的是上帝的旨意来的。
He knew there were some difficulties ahead.
他知道前面是会面对有一些的困难。
But these were incidental.
但是他知道呢，面对困难其实在于每一个基督徒来讲都是要面对的。
Why?
为什么我会这样讲呢？
Because he knew if he is going to be at the very center of the will of God,
因为保罗他知道如果他是在上帝的旨意里面的时候，
God will be with him and that's enough.
上帝会同佢同行，咁就够啦。
When Paul got to Jerusalem, he was bringing an offering from all the Gentile churches.
原来当保罗去到耶路撒冷嘅时候，佢带住一笔外邦人教会嘅奉献。
And he places it there in the church of Jerusalem.
你可以发现咧，原来佢将嗰笔嘅奉献系交俾耶路撒冷嘅教会。
But do you know the first thing they said to him?
但是你知不知道这些人对保罗第一句讲了什么？
They did not say thank you.
不是多谢。
The first thing Paul got was criticism.
第一样东西保罗拿到的就是被批评。
Now remember, Paul did not want to offend anybody.
请你留意了，保罗并不想冒犯任何一个人的。
So he went ahead, recognizing that the issues they were criticizing were not important in his Christian ministry.
保罗冇理到呢啲人嘅批评，因为佢知道呢啲批评其实对于佢嘅宣教事工嚟讲根本并唔重要。
They were not necessary for salvation.
你要知道，原来呢啲嘅批评系同救恩系冇关嘅。
So he went along.
所以保罗就唔理佢啦。
Because Paul had learned to wait upon the Lord.
因为保罗已经学会了怎样去等候上帝。
Because Paul had learned to discern the will of God.
因为保罗已经学识了怎样去分辨上帝的旨意。
He did not allow their criticism to hinder him.
保罗没有让到那些人的批评是真正的妨碍了自己。
My listening friend, let me give you this advice as we close this program.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在今天节目差不多结束的时候，让我为你给一些意见你。
When you are waiting upon the Lord,
如果你在正在等待上帝的时候，
you will learn to choose your battles.
你应该懂得去选择你要面对的战争。
When you are waiting upon the Lord,
我想告诉你，当你在等待上帝的时候，
You will discern what is necessary for salvation and what is not.
你就会发现究竟什么是跟救恩是有关并且重要的，有些什么是不重要的。
When you are in the perfect will of God,
如果你是在上帝纯正的一个旨意里头生活的话，
There may be storms brewing all around you.
你可以知道，可能你身边是有很多的狂风大浪。
But you'll be at peace.
但是你却有真正的平安。
Because you are in perfect harmony with your maker.
因为你今日就是同你的创造主啊，建立了一份完完全全是和谐的关系。
And when you are waiting upon the Lord,
而当你经常在等待上帝的时候，
He will let all things work together for good because you love him.
上帝会让所有的事情变得好，因为你去侍奉他。
Because you have placed your desires in neutral.
因为你将自己的渴求、自己的愿望放在一边。
Because you are determined to listen to his voice.
因为你是决意要听从上帝的话语。
Because you have tested the spirits,
因为你已经懂得怎样去分辨每一个的灵体。
And because you are waiting for his timing,
因为你在等待着上帝的时间。
You will have the joy of the Lord.
你将要得到从上帝而来的喜乐，并且享受真正的平安。各位听众朋友，你今天听的是《天路导向》，我是万峰，亦都有麦克牧师在我们当中一起去阅读上帝的话语，理解《使徒行传》的教导。今天我们在这个教导里头，我们见到是保罗回到去耶路撒冷的这件事当中，我们看到麦克牧师教导我们要学习四点。第一点就是要懂得信服耶稣基督的主权，即是好似我哋有一首歌叫做主令我何往必去。第二样就是我哋要期待上帝用某一种嘅方式嚟同我哋说话。我哋相信其实上帝係不断愿意同我哋去分享，同我哋去讲佢嘅心意㗎。我哋只要愿意聆听，并且真係打开我哋嘅耳朵，我哋就会听到。第三样嘢呢，佢就係讲要分辨尊灵。英文可能简单啲，就系 test spirits， 就系话你要测试下呢一个同你讲嘅灵系咪真系圣灵咧，定系一啲邪灵去引导佢呢？第四样嘢就系佢讲到，我哋一定要等待上帝嘅时间。究竟上帝嘅时间系乜嘢呢？当然唔系话佢翻嚟嘅时间，翻嚟嘅时间系好快，但系我哋每个人都唔知道。那日子那时辰，父子也不知道，唯有父知道。咁所以呢，我哋等待上帝嘅时间，可能上帝未话俾你听嘅，佢冇话，哎呀，今日我就会讲俾你听呢样嘢，听日我会讲俾你听呢样嘢。所以我哋要时时警醒啊，因为我哋唔知佢几时嚟啊嘛，我哋唔知道佢几时同你讲嘢嘛，所以我哋每时每刻都要打开我哋嘅耳朵去听佢讲说话。当我哋去聆听佢嘅时候，我哋就会识得点样去做一个有自己抉择嘅人，同埋面对挫折嘅时候，识得举目仰望。喺度愿上帝赐福俾你，再见。